Are you ready to run?
You're listening to the Run to the Finish podcast. This podcast focuses on discovering and developing the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We help connect all the dots between family, career, faith, and life, and we do it in less than 5 minutes. And now, here's our podcast host, Carl Prug Jr.
Today's podcast is part three of a series I call Starting Well but Finishing Poorly. There's a great story in the book of Luke where Jesus talks about the necessity of counting up the costs before you start a project or an activity. I want to talk about three specific kinds of costs that are often overlooked or underestimated in our calculations when we embark on a new project. These costs are, number one, the emotional investment, number two, the intellectual investment, number three, the true investment of time. Today we're going to talk about the intellectual investment. Now, when I use the term intellectual investment, I'm specifically talking about our ability to gather information, evaluate the information realistically, and manage the information efficiently as we move through the process. Again, I'm going to give you an example from my own experience. I have a book coming out in September. It's called Anchored in Light. It tackles some of the difficult questions about faith and society today, head on. Dealing with everything from spiritual leaders who carry themselves like pop stars, complete with entourages and fan clubs, to the challenges of small church, mega church, even no church subcultures within the faith community. And it points out the five deadliest threats to your faith. It's an absolute fascinating read. When I decided to write the book, I had to learn about the world of book publishing. And there are a number of publishing options out there right now. I could self-publish the book. I could use a vanity press, which is a form of self-publishing that also allows you to pay for some traditional publishing services a la carte so you're not doing everything by yourself. Or I could go through a traditional publisher. I decided to go through a traditional publisher because I wanted someone with industry experience and established distribution connections to put together the best book possible and to reach as many readers through as many outlets as possible. So I had to learn the process of working with a traditional publisher. And for a first-time author, it's quite an obstacle course. I had to write a solid query letter and acquire an agent. I had to do marketing research for my book's intended audience and put together an extensive book proposal package. I had to start building an author platform. I had to get release and permission letters from copyright owners for every reference I used in my book. And let's not forget, I also had to write a manuscript that was compelling, professional, and formatted according to the publisher's guidelines. Each of the things I just mentioned took me weeks and in some cases months to research and understand, let alone actually do. And as I gathered information, I had to decide if I could do the tasks that were required and if it was even worth it. In the end, knowing what was involved at each stage and what was required helped me see the time, money, and energy that would actually be needed to get the book published with a traditional publisher. Once I had all the information, I knew it would take anywhere from 12 months to 3 years to have the book published with a traditional publisher. And that was all dependent on some unknown variables, like, for example, if anybody besides my mom would even take me seriously. But in the end, I had the knowledge, I evaluated it realistically, and throughout the process, I managed the knowledge so that my expectations didn't undermine or exceed my outcome. Remember, when you take on an activity, it's important to get as much knowledge as you can because the most expensive factor of any project is what you don't know. Now, what I do know is that my time today is up, and I want to remind you that the pathway forward always begins with the very next step. I always like to close the podcast with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this precious day, this wonderful gift. May each step forward today be taken with humility. May each glance backwards be seen through mercy. May I bear my pains in truth and release them in faith. May your light guide me away from the darkness. May trust in your word bring stillness to my soul. Let my eyes see the wonders hidden in each moment. May my words be seasoned with understanding and spoken with grace. And Lord, strengthen my hands for the task before me today. May your thoughts become my thoughts. May your ways become my ways. With your hand on my head and your name in my heart, help me run well and finish strong. It was great spending the time together today. I'll see you at the finish line. I'll run.
Run to the Finish podcast is a production of Centermark, an organization with a mission to develop the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We welcome you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with friends. To learn more about Centermark or our director and podcast host, Carl Prude Jr., please visit our website at www.centermark.org. You can also contact us at 866-599-2470. The theme song, I Will Run, is performed by Gina Walden from her hit CD titled A Brand New Day. Available at www.abrandnewday.org. This podcast is copywritten and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used for commercial purposes without written permission.